The first of three hulking pieces of oil equipment known as megaloads is expected to start its slow, winding journey through eastern Oregon Monday. It's taking a circuitous detour to avoid an Idaho route that ended in a court injunction. But as Jessica Robinson reports, opponents hope to keep controversy hot on the tail of the Oregon shipments.
The massive truck is going from the port of Umatilla to the border town of Homedale, Idaho. In all, it's 2 lanes wide and 380 feet long, so the load has to travel by night and pull over every 5 to 7 miles to let cars go by. Ultimately, it's headed to the oil sands of Alberta, Canada. Some of the same groups that have criticized trains transporting oil and coal through the Northwest are now organizing against the megaloads in Oregon. And it's not just about the specific route, says Kayla Gadawi Tufte. She's an activist and member of the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs.
These vessels that are being transported to Canada are directly contributing to enormous amounts of CO2 emissions.
Gadawi Tufte says the load also passes by sensitive salmon restoration areas near Prairie City, Oregon. A spokeswoman for the Hillsboro-based shipper Omega Morgan says no vegetation is being altered along the route, and the company is working closely with local officials to ensure a smooth trip. The so-called megaload won't travel over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.